is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no records of wrong. I'm so happy that we have that kind of love in Christ Jesus. Welcome to Pockets of Hope. I am your host, Melina June-Pierre, and I'm so happy that you joined us today. This message today is to remind you of the love that you have in Christ Jesus. The love, hallelujah, that allowed the Father to submit His Son to death on the cross so that we may have life and have it more abundantly, and also share in His love. And that love was the most completely selfless love that we could ever experience. It is the love that does not shame us, but gives us a clean slate. It gives us the room to make mistakes because there is grace in that love. It is not proud. It is not easily angered. And oh, it does not keep records of wrong. God says that our sins, He sends them to the sea of forgetfulness. So there's a place, there's a lake where all our sins are sent away the moment we decide to accept the love of God in our hearts. God does not guilt trip us. He does not make us feel bad about the things that we have done. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. And that is such a powerful blessing, when the love of God covers us and keeps us. His love for us is so sincere. It is so pure. The beauty of it is the Lord wants us to not only share that love with Him, but also with the people around us. Okay, He wants us to have that love so deep in our hearts that when you have the love of God, you honestly cannot keep it to yourself. There's no way you can keep that love to yourself, because that love, the love of God, it is so full. It makes you show your love much better. It makes you conscious of how you show your love, because it's not a selfish love that we have in God. So that love is freely given. And the more you give, the more you receive, because you're not looking for the wrong in people. You're not looking for when they're going to fail you. You're just looking to give them love as they need it, because that's the way. That is the way that God loves us. That is the way He loves us. And that is the way we will learn how to operate. And so today, this message is to encourage you to continue to walk in love this week. Let the love of God overflow you. Let it overshadow and cover you and fill you up with His virtuous, completely perfect love. His love that wakes you up in the morning. His love that allows you to go to sleep at night. His love that supersedes everything. It supersedes pain, hell, death, the grave. It supersedes all of it. His love is not limited by anything. His love cannot be stopped by anything, not by our sins. It won't be diminished because of our sin, because it is an unconditional love. It's an everlasting love. And you know, many times we cannot even understand the love, because of we're thinking of it in a worldly way. We're thinking of it in a way that is there's something simple. We're thinking about the love of God the way that is portrayed on the TV or in the movies, you know, or in our own relationships at times. Those loves are often limited by certain things. There are often limitations. There are often conditions to those love. But God's love is all-encompassing. The only thing the Lord wants us to do. And for us to fully experience His love, He tells us to keep His commandments. He tells us to abide in Him. He tells us to walk with Him and to keep His word. And once we can do that, we will be able to fully embrace and feel the love. It is completely rooted in us, in our spirits. It's the kind of love that you recognize, okay, Lord, I was being selfish in one moment and I chose to please myself instead of follow your word, but I come before you for forgiveness. And then there's that part inside of you that just knows that His love is great. His love is going to forgive me. His love is there for me. It's the love that's purifying me. It's the love that is keeping me. It's the love that I have that allows me to be, you know, a human. It allows me to be a believer. It allows me to be a part of the family of God. And I'm so happy. I'm so happy. So today I pray that you would be blessed and that you would let the love of God overflow you once again and keep you and cover you and bask in it. And I encourage you to look for opportunities to show love. There's always an opportunity to show love. Once you open up your eyes in the morning or you take a step out in your own home, there's so much ways to show love. There's so much. So God bless you today. And instead of just showing love, be love. Be love. Be love this week. Until next time, that was your message.